I'm going to continue on the thought. Some hindrance to faith, to your faith. And I'm going to read our text again, then I'm going to move right along. This is what James says in James 1 and 2. Listen to it. This is our text again, James 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and tired, wanting nothing. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth like the waves of the sea driven with the wind and tossed, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. From the Passion Translation, I want to read from verse 6 down through 8. Listen to what the Passion said. Just make sure you ask empowered by confident faith, without doubting, that you will receive. For the ambivalent person believes for 1 minute and doubt the next. Being undecided makes you become like the rough sea driven and tossed by the wind. You are up 1 minute and down the next. When you are half-hearted and wavering, it leaves you unstable. Can you really expect to receive anything from the Lord when you're in that condition? Faith is the currency of the kingdom. Hello. God said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, he said, but without it, it is impossible to please him. Amen. And God has given us everything. I'm going to say it again. God has given us everything. If it has to do with life and godliness, to make you whole, to make you complete, to fulfill your every need, from your spiritual, from being spiritual down to your very natural part, down to the end of your toenail. If the toenail wasn't important to God, he never would have put it on your toe. We allow things to slip, we allow things to happen, and then we blame, then we'll say things like this, well, that's just the way life is. No, it's not. Life is the way God said it is. Are you in the house today? And so, if God's word is true, then we need to recognize that we have some enemies to our faith. And we need to be aware that they'll always come to you with a pitchfork in the hand. They'll always come to you with a red coat. Sometimes they look better than you. Sometimes they'll dress much better than you. And sometimes they can, I don't know where they got this saying from, but sometimes they can out-talk a circus off. But the word of God has been established. It is God's truth to you, sworn in blood, sealed, cannot be changed, altered, cannot diminish in any way, any form, shape, cannot deviate in any way. God's word is true, perfect, exact. He will do exactly what he said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is nothing. When you operate in the realm of faith, when you operate in the realm of faith, and that's where we believers should live and operate. When we operate in the realm of faith, there's nothing in existence, seen, unseen, nothing in this earth realm where you live can stop this word from bringing to pass in your life and my life what God has said. Amen. Huh. We talked about this, and I want to pick up here because there are some enemies to your faith, and they come so cleverly, try to deceive you, to make you disagree with what God has said to you, his children. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2, this is from the Amplified. And he said this in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2, Amplified. If indeed we have had glad tidings gospel of God proclaimed to us, just as truly as the Israelites of old did, when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them. Why? Because it was not mixed with faith. With the leaning of the entire personality on God, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness by those who heard it. Neither were they united, listen, in faith with the ones, Joshua and Caleb, who heard, did believe. We, the body of Christ, have been given and granted. Are y'all in the house this morning? We have been given and granted a name that is above every name. We have been given authority to rule and to reign over all. Make no difference where they are. Anything on this earth, are y'all listening? Anything on this earth, anything in this atmosphere above us, we have been given authority.